a part of agricultural and interested in it.
That's a fascinating study, I know. I'll get along here. I don't want to bore you with what I'm doing. You maybe get a perspective of what I'm after. If a boy's name is George and his father's name is George, you might say that the parents...
George Junior or George Junior?
They named the child...
Named after the father.
After the father.
Yeah.
They didn't name him for him, they named him after. Yeah. The animal that barks is a...
Dog.
The what?
The animal that barks is a dog.
Oh, yeah.
I studied it well. I didn't know
whether... Well, it wasn't I guess a dog's the only one. I guess a wolf howls, that's what it is.
If you wanted to call your dog to you, how would you call him?
Your Vito.
You'd whistle.
Or whistle.
A squirrel barks, that's what I...
Oh.
There's a barking squirrel. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, squirrels bark.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you
sick
say?
Him.
Sick him.
And the dog that's made up of lots of different kinds of dogs, but not much of any kind?
A mongrel. Isn't that it?
Mongrel, they're mixed breed. It's mongrels what they always call them.
And you say, you better watch out for that dog. You might get...
Bitten?
And sure enough, he was... Same thing. Sure enough, he was...
Bitten by the dog.
Bitten by the dog.
Okay. And the animal you better watch out for when you walk across the pasture?
Bull.
For a skunk.
I thought of that. Now, did you ever use a different word around the ladies other than bull? Pay attention to that. I heard it called a gentleman cow.
Yes, yeah,
oh
yes,
a lot of time,
gentleman
cow.
Yes, I heard that.
You never used it.
No, we always called it the bull.
And of course, the animal that gives the milk is called
the cow.
And if you had one ox and another ox, you'd have a
oxen, team of oxen.
Would you ever call anything else a box?
Yoke of oxen.
Yoke of oxen.
Mm-hmm. And suppose you had a yoke here and a yoke here, then you'd have two
yokes, I guess.
Two oxen, I don't know.
I don't know what else it would be, the yoke.
Yokes, I guess. Two yokes of oxen, I don't know any other word.
I don't either.
You would call it, well, I don't know what else it's, you wouldn't say a pair of oxen. A pair of ox teams.
You wouldn't call them a team of oxen, there's a team of horses, but you wouldn't call them team oxen. I never heard of it, or a yoke of oxen. But it...
Well, the baby cow is called a...
Heifer.
Or just a calf.
Calf.
Calf, yes.
It could be either way, you know.
It wouldn't have to be heifer.
No.
Not one necessarily has to be a heifer, no. He said a baby cow, though, didn't you?
I guess I did.
Yes, he did. He said a baby cow.
You got me.
Oh,
a baby cow.
A baby cow?
A baby cow. That'd be a calf.
You might say that at a certain time, Daisy, the cow, is going to...
The pasture.
Or she's...
going to have a calf.
Yeah, she's going to have a calf.
Yes.
But you wouldn't say freshen or...
Oh, yes, coming fresh. She'll soon be fresh. I've heard you say
come
that.
Fresh.
I've heard Dad say that many times. We'll have
calf?
Another fresh cow.
They'll sell that cow and it'll freshen.
Yes.
What?
And the animal that you ride is a
horse.
And since I'm from the city, you might say I have never
ridden a horse.
And if I should happen to ride one, or say I rode one yesterday, and sure enough, I
I rode that horse, and you know what, cause
and sure enough, I.
Fell off.
Fell off.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure enough, I fell off.
I thought maybe you'd be sore.
Fell off and ended with horse. I fell
off. Backwards?
Just fell off and ended with horse. I fell.
Fell off the horse.
You would say off of. Okay.
Fell off the horse.
Naturally,
sure.
You would say I fell off of the horse. Some people would say
off of.
Off of.
Often. No, fell off. And some would say often.
Someone, off of.
Well, some would say often too.
Yeah.
Off of.